Hi everybody, I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson with the LCJ Q&A, and joining me is Dave McElfatrick, one of the creators of Cyanide and Happiness, one of the biggest internet phenomenons of the past decade. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, man. Thanks for having me here.
You are welcome. So, 12 plus years after you and your core team began Cyanide and Happiness, you finally have an app. It's out there right now. It's called Cyanide and Happiness Emojis. How does it feel?
Feels pretty awesome, man. This is something that I've kind of wanted to do for a few years now, and we've been so busy on animation work and stuff like that that I've kind of been sitting on it, and then it was the opportunity was kind of presented to me, and I jumped at the chance. I thought, maybe we can make an avatar creator. Maybe we can do all this other stuff with it. So it's a breath of air for me. It's something off my chest. We've finally done it, and I'm very pleased with it. I'm very excited.
With this app, you can customize your own Cyanide and Happiness avatar, and there are plenty of emojis and filters to use for them. How long had fans been asking, hey guys, when can I turn myself into a Cyanide and Happiness character?
Oh, since the beginning. We've been getting emails for the last 12 years asking us to draw them Cyanide and Happiness style. And, this app's really the best way to do it these days. I might start using it myself for the cartoon.
And what I think is so amazing is that you can use these character designs not just in the app, but in text messages and on your social media as well. That must have been a must-have component of this app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that was part of the sort of emoji thing that was brought to us. That was what was brought to us as an opportunity, and we jumped at the gun. It just seemed like such a great feature, such a unique kind of modern feature, so I thought, yeah, let's go for it. If this is how kids are doing it these days, more power to them. Let's do this.
Would you say creating this app was one of the bigger challenges you've had of your CNH existence?
I don't think so. It was very natural. We were working with a great company. I was able to just give them my ideas, and they implemented them with no problem whatsoever. So I would say this was pretty smooth sailing as far as an app goes.
So for those of you who are out there listening to this right now who aren't very familiar with Cyanide and Happiness, could you say that what you've created is the online adult version of Peanuts?
Yes, that's exactly how I would describe it, though it's more like Garfield and Kathy, really. All of those comics are our inspirations. You can see it there in every comic.
Okay, all right. Is there any topic or situation that you would say is off limits?
Nope. Hell no. Everything is on limits. Everyone gets made fun of equally.
Wow.
I think that's the democratic way to do it.
Okay, that's your biggest strategy there. Okay, you've got to have some maybe go-to themes, especially on those days when the ideas just aren't flowing, or do you never have any of those kind of days?
We always kind of have those days, yeah, absolutely. We're not organized. We usually sit up anxiety-ridden the night before the comic's due to go up, kind of thinking, what should I be drawing? What should I draw? What should I do? We're never like a week ahead or anything like that, kind of writing anything that organized. So usually it's a panic-induced kind of hair-ripping, screaming fest trying to figure out a good idea. And it happens. It works. It works every time. So if you want to be a comic artist, pull out your hair, start screaming, and the good ideas will begin to flow.
And that anxiety you mentioned, is that still, the part that really excites you about this whole thing? You've been doing this now for a dozen years, but having that anxiety, anxious about these new illustrations, these new comics, these new shorts, still gets you excited about all this?
I think it says something in that we still deeply care for everything that we do, Like, if we could rest on our laurels now after 12 years, we could put out any old half-ass stuff, but no, we still deeply care about everything, and I think that's a good sign. So anxiety, in this case, shows that we still care. So it's good. It's good.
Do you ever realize, after you've published a comic or one of your shorts, that you've gone a little too far with it?
Let's see. We had a short called Ow My Dick, which eventually, It was essentially a guy shouting, "Ow, my dick," while holding his sore dick for about 4 minutes. That cartoon should have ended at the 30-second mark. It was 4 minutes long. I swear to goodness. And I don't think our fans were very excited about it, to be honest. In fact, they kind of lambasted us, going, "What the hell is this?" So, I understand that one. That one maybe went a bit too far. Maybe we can do a director's cut version where we cut it down by about 3.5 minutes and re-upload it.
Okay. And your fan base is absolutely incredible. Nearly 7 million YouTube subscribers for Explosive Entertainment, which is the website and the YouTube channel. At what point did you initially realize that what you created was an internet phenomenon?
The first time I ever kind of experienced that, I'm from a small town in Ireland, so I didn't know many people that actually knew the comic or anything like that, but it was 2007 when I was given the opportunity to go to San Diego Comic Convention. That was the first time I met the other guys, actually, and that was somewhat, what, 3-4 years after the comic started? And just to experience real fans, you know, real physical people coming up and getting excited for our work and saying how great it is to meet us, that was something else. That was a huge turning point for me. It was incredibly exciting just to witness people wanting to come and say hello to me for my work and tell me how great it is, or how they thought it was great. And that was mind-boggling. That was because it's usually reserved for the internet, you know? It's usually reserved for behind the screen. And so I think that's kind of when I caught on.
All right. And you mentioned you're from Ireland, and one of the most fascinating stories about all this, in 2010, you put out a petition online asking fans to sign and support you getting a visa to come to the United States, and it worked. You were granted one. That must have been, like Comic-Con, an unbelievable chapter of your life.
A completely life-changing experience. I attempted to enter the United States in 2010 accidentally, because I had the wrong paperwork, and I thought I did, so they sent me right back home. That was all within a day. Had a 7-hour flight, had a lovely 5-hour detention, and then they sent me on the first plane home. So that was very upsetting, because Rob and I were planning to start an animation studio. So what we did was we appealed to the Immigration Service. They said, you know, we recognize the comic, but we don't think it's world famous, so we don't think you're deserving of this particular visa that we were applying for. And in a last-ditch attempt, we put up an online petition so we could prove to them, and we got something like 150,000 signatures in around a week, and we mailed that off to them, hard copy, and they granted it immediately. That's insane. That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And I was allowed a visa and allowed to be let in because of an online petition. That's crazy.
My gosh. And the story continues for Cyanide and Happiness. One of the other cool, amazing things is your card game, Joking Hazard. You had a 30-day goal on Kickstarter for $10,000, and you raised $3.25 million. How long did it take? Yeah, that is insane. How long did it take to get that $10,000 out of that period of time?
Roughly about 25 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, we kind of set it at 10,000, kind of maybe expecting it to go a little over, but we weren't expecting that by any means whatsoever, you know? We were not expecting $3.25 million. Like, we were up all night watching the number go up, sweating, wondering what to do, and going, ah. Again, more screaming and hair pulling. Recommended if you're a business owner.
More of that. You must have thrown quite the party once you got to 3.25 million.
Absolutely. We threw a party. Not only when we got 3.25 million, but Justin Roiland from Rick and Morty helped us out with some graphics for our campaign. So, you know, it was a really strange way to kind of do something with him. It was just such a fast, crazy experience, but I don't think we partied physically. We just kind of went to bed and had a big sleep party. It was very intense.
What were some of the board games or the card games that you grew up playing?
That I grew up playing? Rob's kind of the heaviest card game player in our team, honestly. I grew up not playing a lot of board games, to be honest. That's kind of why Joking Hazard is so simple, in a sense. It certainly allows me to jump in and just play around. You know, I'm not a big fan of board games that have so many rules and instructions that when I just want to sit down and kind of hang with my friends, I don't want to have to learn a whole new language and set of rules just to play it. So I grew up just playing, you know, games like Ludo with family and stuff like that. It was very much a family time. I was never hugely into board games, I guess.
Okay.
It would be my answer there.
But you've got a really popular one out right now, and do fans really submit you ideas for storylines or concepts and elements of the game or storylines for one of the shorts of the videos you do?
All the time, yeah, all the time. I think that's part of the CNH appeal, is that it's very easy to draw. It's very easy for people to try their own hand at it. And, you know, you just pull up a pen and paper and draw a few stick figures, and it's all about the idea. So, it's very flattering when people look at a Cyanide Happiness comic or cartoon and think, I want to do that. And so they try it themselves in one way or another. I've seen various kids doing Cyanide Happiness-esque animations. I've seen countless comics. It's always flattering to me. I think it's just part of the appeal. You know, it's not much evolved from stick figures, so... Anyone can try it.
Yeah, and anyone can certainly try it with this new app. How would you say your content has evolved over the past dozen years, or what changes have you seen as you've been on this journey for the past dozen years?
I guess for us, it seems that merchandise isn't what it used to be. No one wants to buy T-shirts and stuff anymore. So we're kind of... shortening our merch section somewhat and just kind of focusing on the cartoons. Let's see, what else? I'm not sure. Nothing's ever hugely changed for us since the beginning, other than we collaborate a lot more. When we were sort of distant from each other, we wouldn't hear from each other days at a time, and the comics were very individual affairs. But now we talk to each other every day. We write ideas every day, and we're working constantly together to kind of refine the comics and cartoons that we have, so that's nice. Mm. It feels like we're treating it completely sincerely now compared to maybe 10 years ago when it was just this sort of casual affair while we were studying in college, you know?
Certainly. I'm very curious as to why you say people don't want to buy T-shirts anymore. Can you expand on that a little bit?
I honestly have no idea. I'm just seeing this across the board in our industry that no one seems to want to buy T-shirts anymore. Are T-shirts out? Are T-shirts not a thing anymore?
I don't know.
Do you have any information on this?
I don't know. I'm surprised. I just find it interesting that it's more the content itself than the ancillary products that go along with it. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, I find that very interesting, too. I mean, you go to any games convention or whatever, people are buying... You don't really see T-shirts going, so I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know what's going on there. I think with us, it's hard to put something funny on a T-shirt or something that people already like and keep it funny. Because we tried just putting jokes on T-shirts. We tried just putting cool designs on there. And, you know, we've seen some success with them, but it's all changed, man. No one's really buying a lot of that kind of thing anymore.
Well, something I hope that happens, and I hope you can answer this question, would you ever consider a Cyanide and Happiness movie?
Movie? Yes, absolutely. That's something we've been talking about for a while. In fact, we've been talking about that since 2007 when we were presumably jumping the shark, but I mean, it's a lot more realistic as an opportunity at the moment. Definitely. We're working on other stuff. We're currently looking into... various types of video games. We're all big video game nerds, so we're very excited to eventually produce one of our own. I can't give any details yet, but it's all very exciting.
Cool. Well, looking forward to that. For now, everybody out there can get the Cyanide and Happiness Emojis app for your phone. It's fantastic. So many things you can do with the Cyanide and Happiness characters. Dave, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You can also go online and find all the Cyanide and Happiness videos and comics. Everything online for you for Cyanide and Happiness. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson with the LCJ Q&A.